Yo, what's the deal? It's Wavy J in the building. Episode 138. Right at you.
Hey.
What do we talk about today, man?
All the quarterbacks are black now.
All the quarterbacks are black. You know what I'm saying? They said we couldn't do it. We did.
We did.
You know what I'm saying? We talked about...
How long you not showering
for? How long you not showering for 100K a day?
Pregame rituals.
We talking pregame rituals. Hopefully not. Are you doing any seances to get your games going?
Movie time capsules, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gotta wait 100 years to see this episode. It's coming at you right now. You feel me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Car crash, explosion, destruction everywhere. I guess our audio listeners can't see. I was looking at your water bottle, Troy. The C on it looks like how the clips have like their like the text font that they use for like their stuff.
You see the performance at the Vatican?
Uh-huh.
That was crazy.
No, I didn't see it.
It was a really good performance, actually. Mm-hmm. I was probably kind of impressed by it.
I think I had saw, maybe it wasn't that one. It was maybe their Atlanta show or something. So I wonder how, is it quiet for you too?
Yeah.
I'm wondering why. All right, we all just going to be loud.
Yeah, it felt like mine was a little quiet too.
I don't know what the deal is with that. But I had saw something that made me really wish I had bought that ticket for them when they came here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I feel like I'm still good on it.
He said the album was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
But welcome back to the Wholesome House episode 137, 138. It's your host with the most, or the second most, Z Breeze. I'm excited to be in the house today.
Second
who
to
else
who?
We got? Somebody else usually says that. I just throw something.
Oh, okay. So who's number one?
I think John says it, so I'm second to John.
No, man.
Only second to John.
Got it. You can.
All right. I'm not. Yeah. March in the house. I don't know why that threw me off so bad.
We're so
rusty. A big boom. Okay. But yeah, slightly rusty. Feeling good today. Happy to be in the Wholesome House. Hope whoever's watching, thank you for watching. Hope you're having a great day. And who else we got in the house?
Got Wavy J in a building, you feel me? Doing Wavy J. Splash. Feeling good on this Sunday afternoon with the homies doing episode 138. So starting to get a little colder, bruh.
Like, leaves starting to change.
It's getting dark at like 8 o'clock.
It's getting dark. You know, I'm going to work in the morning. It's dark on the trip. I miss those summers.
Shit, dark.
Like, bro, and I didn't even think about it like that in the summer, like just going even early in the morning, like that sunlight really do be making a difference.
Facts.
And then it's Benjamin Lane, the nonchalant needle mover. Glad to be back and just glad to be podcasting again. I actually listened to a podcast for the first time that wasn't ours in like a very long time. And it was just like kind of weird. It was an interesting experience. It was cool though. Like I was actually entertained and I had like a pretty long drive. Not super long. It was like 45 minutes or whatever. It was like an hour-long podcast. So I was like, it makes sense. Like, I was like, this is nice. I don't have to, this is for. Yeah, like, I don't have to, like, DJ and all that kind of stuff. So I just want to say thank you for those that are listening right now to us or that, you know, like, include us in your commute. You know, I appreciate you all for choosing us. But, yeah, we're in fall. A lot has changed. We've, you know, it's been a while since we podcast. So,
a little bit.
The last time we recorded an episode, it was, like, still tail end of summer.
Man,
we got new camera. This is actually a brand new camera. First episode with a new camera, so hopefully we look. John and I finally look pretty. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
That's hard.
But what we got today?
Well, one thing that comes with the fall is football.
Yeah.
And we are
football.
Actually, at first, I just want to shout out Detroit sports in general because Tigers apparently I think are doing pretty decent.
Yeah,
they are. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty tough.
All right, yeah.
They was leading the conference for a long stretch of the season.
All right. Yep. Yeah. So, Tigers, keep doing your thing. Keep being great.
45-14. We killing right now.
And then that's the Lions.
You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
Hopefully them Pistons show us something coming up.
Hey, as they, well.
Malik Beasley's supposed to be back, I think. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Really? He said he got to make a decision. Yeah.
They gave his money.
I got a decision to make.
They gave his money to Duncan Robinson.
So oh, no.
Like, how are you going to come up with the money to pay him? Everybody's saying, like, maybe he's going to take a veteran's minimum for $5 million. But why would you take a minimum?
I definitely wouldn't. Yeah.
They messed you over.
Yeah.
Lying on you.
Cap space is so crazy, bro. Just the idea of, like, you got to even adjust how much you make and, like, all that type of stuff just to see, like, all right, you going to be able to play on our team or something like that. Like, even hearing, like, way back when, like, when LeBron went to the Lakers, like, oh, he's taking this crazy minimum to, like, come play with all these –
other talented guys.
Hey, bro. I'm like, I feel it. Like, what's like?
Give me the money.
You know what I mean? What's, you know what I'm saying? What's 10 million to like 50?
Right.
Oh.
But yeah, what were you saying though?
Something else that's crazy is pre-game rituals. Yeah. Yep. I'm going to say, please check so you guys can see them as well. But.
Oh, this was like an actual list of some yes. of them that. Okay.
And I genuinely just want you guys' reaction. I think. One thing I would definitively say, the last one is the worst one, so don't go to the last one yet. And that's just my opinion.
So we should probably like one by one actually like acknowledge each one and list them off since you know our listeners don't have the
that's
thing.
Cool.
So we've got NFL players with the strangest pregame rituals. Why is that really hard to say? Pregame rituals. I do want to say. Pre-grame as well, but all right, we got Grame. Patrick Mahomes wears a single sleeve. Okay, I don't even really seem like a ritual. What do we? Well, hold on, before we keep reading, what do we consider to be like a ritual? I feel like a ritual is like an act of doing something.
They gonna
right?
get more ritual.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so this is just like the
I don't know why they put this one in here.
Yeah, like
honest.
He don't really count. He just that's just his attire. Like ooh ah
ooh, I put on my jersey.
Putting
yeah,
it on.
He also has a headband on. Like are we considering that to be a ritual? Like I guess it is technically a ritual, but it's just like what you wear. I don't know.
Exactly.
I knew about this when Marshawn Lynch eating the bag of Skittles. I'm pretty sure
this is cool.
He would do that at halftime too, and that makes sense because it's just like for the sake of you know simple sugars. Like you have a little boost of energy.
Just
and that's how at least that's how you know like justified it. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think a lot of athletes do that. I know
eat a lot of candy.
Yeah, they eat tons of candy, like bags of like Lifesavers and yeah.
Oh wow,
candy. Yeah, this is a
my
thing.
Favorites.
Hey, my favorite.
Yeah. Then we got drink a chocolate milkshake.
This is awful.
Matt Bryant, what's wrong with that?
Before a game,
it does heavy. I mean, this is a white person. White people don't be lactose intolerant.
I was gonna say like I'd drink a chocolate shake before a game, bro. I'm done for.
I'm toast.
I'm finished.
Isn't it true that like. Aren't Asian people like supposedly more lactose intolerant than us too? Like I think there's like a study on we're not supposed to be drinking cow's milk essentially. So shout out to our Black and Asian listeners that can't partake in this beautiful pregame ritual because I personally do like milkshakes and y'all know at least some of y'all know how I used to feel about Nesquik. Very passionate. Consumer of the beverage at one point in time.
Were you just like a chocolate milk drinker or did you like strawberry milk?
I was cool with the strawberry milk. I wasn't like huge on it, but I feel like strawberry milk was the milk you threw up on like later in the day.
I was literally going to say I definitely throw up on it. I've seen people throw up off the chocolate.
Don't disrespect
it's way too strawberry milk is just too sweet, bro.
If you went too hard at gym or at recess, you were throwing up off that strawberry milk. I don't know.
I think you've thrown up off any
milk. I don't think I've ever.
Milkshake, you definitely toast.
Facts. Yeah, the density of the milkshake would definitely be. I don't think I've ever had a strawberry milkshake, but I'm sure it would result in not great consequence. Next one, 8 cookies. Okay. 8 as in just ATE, not like the number 8 cookies specifically. If it was a specific number, I would say, okay, he's got a little bit of OCD to him. But he just ate some cookies. I'm curious as to
chocolate
what type
chip,
of cookies.
Oreo.
Yeah, exactly. Are we talking snickerdoodles? Are we talking lemon, you know, something? But 8 cookies is not that bad. It's very similar to eating a bag of Skittles. A little bit heftier, you know, got some butters and other flour, other ingredients in there than just like straight sugar. But shout out Brian Urlacher, man. Even though we are playing the Bears and we're stomping on him, but he was a pretty dominant force at one point.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, now we're getting crazy. Okay, hold on. just to recap, because we just took quite a leap. We got where's a single sleeve, Pat Mahomes. We got ate a bag of Skittles. We got drink chocolate milkshake. We got 8 cookies, and here we are with Tom Brady recited mantras, wore necklaces, used altars and stones.
What kind of necklaces?
What kind of altars and stones?
Look, they say he was the goat.
The one that worked, apparently.
That's, you know, interesting. A leap. I do agree. Yeah.
I mean, is he is the goat, so I guess does he have the most effective pregame ritual?
I feel like this is a crazy combo, though. Like, I just feel like, why do you need four different options? Like, at some point, I feel like you lock in with just one solid, like, mantras, altars, stones. Like, those seem like from kind of different.
You know, some Game of Thrones type.
Yeah. Mantras, I feel like, aren't as. The craziest part is the altars and stones, I think, in this headline.
I'm just thinking, like, who's going against that? Like, if I'm hearing some of the QB just did all of this, I'm like, I'm not sure if we stand a chance.
Man.
And clearly it paid
off. They did not, bro.
Altars and stones.
Or necklaces.
Is it that important? This is what I'm like. What's the new movie? Him? That's the new Jordan Peele movie? That's probably about.
Oh,
him.
No.
Because I have a strong feeling that. Hey. Yeah, this is about Tom Brady. I have a strong feeling that that's kind of like the line of you know that plot is going to take to where wow. It's like, I think that's what it's going to kind of
it does
focus
give
on.
Demony.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be like sacrificing everything for, you know, fame and sports.
Are you
whatever,
willing to give up?
Like Marlon.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm kind of excited to see it. Kind of like, is this going to creep into my subconscious in some form of fashion?
That's right. That's how I feel about Weapons, and that's why I haven't seen.
Oh
it
yeah,
yet.
I'm not watching Weapons. I just was looking at it on Amazon Prime, like they find, like a little, they had like the trailer or something, little snippets of it. I was like, yeah, I'm good. Like, and just like seeing how people have talked about it, it's just like, and this is my whole thing about horror. Y'all know how I feel about like this whole genre. Shout out to the episode with Steez. We talked a lot.
Yeah.
Horror. That was only like 2-3 episodes ago. Go watch that if you haven't. But
indeed,
I just don't think I should be voluntarily consuming media that is going to
haunt me
and like motivate me to go get therapy. Like therapy is going to be way more expensive than this $8 if it's a matinee movie ticket. Right. You know, like it's just not worth it. So yeah, interesting. We'll see if I watch him. If I do watch him, I'll make a review or something. Find out on TikTok. But we got recited mantras, war nexus, use altars and stones.
And then the big one.
Josh Allen.
Ain't no way.
Who I just was actually talking up before the episode started.
As a player right now is just a demon. I'm not
gonna
this lie.
Also plays into the fact that I'm all for the Lions. I hope we get to the Super Bowl and I hope we win. If we don't, I firmly feel like the Bills are the most deserving team at this time. It's early in the season, but historically within like the last couple seasons, they just can't beat Patrick Mahomes' demon magic. And I feel like
they can't beat the one sleeve.
Somebody got to steal the sleeve.
Right.
But okay, it's saying that Josh Allen vomits before each game.
There's no way.
Fuck no.
There's no way.
That's got to be so bad for your esophagus, like the acidic phlegm and all that kind of stuff is just burning everything as it comes up.
And you got to go play.
And then you got to go play.
Breathing hard. Oh man.
Is he doing this on purpose? You think he's like? I mean, yeah, but just get dookie, sick. Like that's because I used to do that. I used to dookie before every orientation. Fun fact, and it was just like nervous. I think it's a combination
the nerves
dump,
bro.
And just like having energy, but then you feel light, and then you know it's 6 a.m. You're like, I can really be crazy and like.
I just be the
faces.
Morning dookie. I ain't gonna lie.
It also is that you know you have 8 hours if you have a good sleep schedule. I mean, you know, realistically, to probably about 5-6 hours at that time in my life and now as well, but. Yeah, like I feel like it's building up hours of digestion. It's time, but yeah, vomit when you play on Sunday at 1 p.m. Like, why are you throwing
up
midday?
So, like, how close before the game is this vomit happening? Like,
I don't know.
Like,
you see the list?
You know what I'm saying? I'm wondering if this is like he's doing
night,
it right before
late night vomit, early morning vomit.
Why at all?
This right before the huddle.
Oh Jesus!
Like the, you know what I'm saying?
Breath stinking.
Like, that's what I'm like. Get away from me!
Right.
That's why he be winning games.
He's talking the most because he's the quarterback, so he's leading, vocal, expressing stuff. You just
right.
Bet.
It's funny because
say
like,
no more
in the comments. Everyone's mainly talking about the Josh Allen one in the comments, and people are like sharing their own stories. Like, yeah, my old teammate used to do it. Like, the anticipation must be different, crazy level for it. There's somebody else. Like, I played with a guy who threw up in the middle of the first drive every game. Y'all just need to find a new sport. It shouldn't be taking this type of toll on your
body.
That's
not good for you.
I get that it's like high intensity, high pressure, whatever. But like, are you gaining more? Like, is it, what's the balance here?
You got to think long term.
To just be a excellent football player, I feel like
if the price is,
you have to be able to just tap into a different.
Oh my God.
Just space, like honestly, because it's just kind of like. Almost like whatever gladiators have to tap into back in the day. Okay. It's like you have to try to reach something like that.
No, look, okay. One other thing I want to touch on, it's not on this list, is recently they've banned smelling salts.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But some players have been like, all right, this is it.
They're like, I do this like regularly. Like, that's what keeps them
going.
Have y'all tried smelling salts before?
Never even heard of it until right now.
You never heard of, really?
Never have heard of it.
Really? Yes. You were the most athletic.
You never
like
seen a show
in person
with them using them like maybe to wake somebody up that passed out.
Like unconscious, they like break the thing and then put it under their nose so that they like.
I may have seen a video of it, but I never followed up on it or was curious about what was going on.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. No,
you're quite the curious.
I'm genuinely shocked. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, we should all try them one day then.
Hey, I'm
what?
I'm with it.
Why should we try him?
A part of me is always
wanted to. Yeah. He's just finally finding the moment to do it.
This is a real reason, and you know, if content's backing it, I'm definitely doing it.
As long as we post a video of it,
yeah.
As long as we post it,
leave us a like and a comment if you want to see us do smell it.
Give us five likes.
I'm sure I can Amazon Prime them. Especially they're probably supply of them is probably super high now because I can't. Do it in football, so I'm sure
you
I can
gotta sell them somewhere.
I can get them probably
Ollie's,
like overnight
get them for like $11.99.
I don't know if you can just buy them over the counter.
Oh, this what is it?
Well, it's maybe not. Prescription? I guess maybe not at Ollie's. I guess it's not prescription. It's definitely prescription.
So it has to be an OTC product or less, like a vitamin.
Go to the vitamin shop or something.
You know,
GNC?
GNC.
Yeah,
of course they would have small salts.
Yeah,
get you through a lift.
Yeah, a lot of people do it for like bodybuilding too. Not body. It'll be more for powerlifting. But yeah,
trying to get back in that bag. So maybe like this will take me to the next level.
Wait, what'd you say?
From Dick's Sporting Goods.
You can get them at Dick's.
Wow. Ward smelling salts, bottled insanity. Ammonia inhalant.
Yeah.
So it's like,
does this have a toll on you?
You know, most likely. It's got to be something that like.
It says no study has associated long term risk with the use of ammonia inhalants.
Ammonia already smells crazy. I feel like I always assumed it smelled similar to it because, you know, have y'all like been close to ammonia at any point in your life?
Maybe in the science
class. I don't know.
Yeah, like it's like if you smell it, it impacts your whole like nervous system. Like it's like, I don't know. Like, it seeps into like the back of your eyes. Like it's crazy. But it's just, you know, a cleaning product. Like it's just like think of bleach, but like worse.
The closest thing that I can vividly remember smelling that was kind of crazy was like iodine.
Okay.
Would it be worse?
I don't know. Iodine smells like specifically. Isn't iodine like
is it
part
like blue?
Of salt in some form or fashion?
Is it like a blue dropper? Do you do it for dye? No?
I don't think that it
was. Is that iodine?
Iodine.
You're thinking maybe?
That's probably also an active ingredient in smelling sauce. They probably just put together ammonia and iodine and just like.
I don't even know what iodine is for, but I know like it can bleach your skin if you touch it or something.
Oh, wow.
Like it's really strong. Like,
this is Breaking Bad. Wholesome.
Right. We are not.
Wholesome Lab.
Making any illicit substances.
Wow. Where were you going with that, though? Were you just saying in general that, like,
I was just thinking about the NFL.
I was just thinking about just other, just like,
pre-game rituals.
Substances that are
kind of
very abrasive.
Yeah.
Smelling and physically that might impact you negatively.
That up dog.
That bird dog.
You feel me?
Yeah, right. The deep eddies.
Oh, dear God.
But while we're still on the topic of the NFL, I don't know if you all have been seeing this like discourse happen a lot more recently, but they've been talking a lot about the fact that there's like so many black quarterbacks now.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
I have not, but I mean, it has always been a big known fact that black people barely can play quarterback just because of the prejudice that comes with it. Not necessarily the lack of skill, but the prejudice until Lamar made it popular to be a running quarterback.
Which was he, it Lamar?
Sure it started as RG3. It did not feel like.
Yeah. Did it start at Cam? RG3? Randy Moss? We had Vic. We had Donovan McNabb. We've had some.
But I can see it, the new surgeons.
But it's been like a wave right now, for sure.
Yeah, I would say like.
Half of them are mixed, by the way, but we
facts,
claim them.
Facts, yeah. But I feel like when it was like.
We claim them on the field. I'll say that.
When it was like Mike.
some of them. Facts. Some of them do not claim us.
Mike Vick, I feel like it was like more like a one-off situation. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It's cool that they're doing it, but we don't feel the need to replicate it because we think what we have could be better or equal.
Yeah.
But I feel like now
it's kind of the standard. A little bit.
Now it's the standard. Like, if you're not mobile, like, why would we have you here?
That's why they're mad at Caleb right now, and I love it. I'm sorry if you're a Bears fan.
Yeah, he can't really make it happen, you know, either side right now,
bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I guess my question was like. what's the difference between, because like you kind of already spoke on a lot of it, because I think a lot of the reasoning behind the fact that like people, it's happening more often now, mm-hmm. is that people are starting to release some of that kind of
preconceived
like,
notions about what a quarterback
is. I'm sure at some point when kids, you know, get into football, the coach is not putting them at, you know, if you got a mixed team, mm-hmm. and they see a new kid that's like, I'm new to football, blah blah blah, you getting put to a running back, you getting put to cornerback, wide receiver, something.
Yeah.
If you're black, you're not getting put to QB first.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it kind of starts, you know, first and foremost, of us also unfortunately like consuming and borderline believing it. Like, I feel like for a while we all believed it, but we didn't realize that it was something that was like being told to us, right? But then I think about it, I'm like, well, it's the same thing with like white kids and being like the 3-point shooter, you know, like that's facts, like facts. We do the same thing
on me, so, and sometimes they cannot shoot and we still might be giving them that grace because we just assume like, I know that jumper, sweet.
Just step in a little bit.
Just the way that you just shoot the ball, it just look like you're supposed to be able to shoot.
That form.
He's not good. Yeah. Like there was a kid on my like JV team. There was some very talented JV kids who didn't make it, but this particular kid did make it.
Wow.
And then a lot of my friends to this day, they be like, bro, remember ninth grade year when such and such did this?
To this day.
I don't know why. I don't know why people thought he was good. He was so bad. And I'm like, he was, but the idea was he a shooter. He probably made 2 threes that whole season. But let any coach tell you.
The whole season?
Yeah, the whole season.
Ooh.
The whole season.
Were they like clutch threes or were they just like
regular boys?
Oh, like, my God.
We up by 10 or we down by 10?
like he could have missed. It wouldn't even really made too big a difference, bro.
Facts. But let the coach tell you. Like, who are the best shooters on the team?
Wow.
I'm like, this is insane.
He looking like,
hey, yeah, that's why
I mean, he said it, not me. Like,
about, you don't even win in horse. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, bro.
Where do you all think that perception like comes from? Is it from looking at professional sports first and just being like, well, this was how Larry Bird played, and this is how someone's, you know, like Steve Nash played? If I'm keeping it a buck,
for both football and basketball, I think it's more so playing to the intellect of the players.
Yeah.
If we have a perception that Caucasian means intelligence. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the quarterback has to know all the plays. He has to know everybody's position and what they're doing and their route. So it's like,
mm-hmm. it's a high this, IQ.
Yeah.
Position.
So it's like the IQ of the typical white man might be perceived to be larger. So we trust you here, not necessarily because you're more talented, but you have the brain that we need to play this position.
QBs begin away with being like fat too.
Yeah, because
for lack of better
facts,
words,
you don't have to be athletically.
Yeah, if you're
gifted,
not scrambling, you ain't
got to
move too much.
Yeah.
Facts.
They be having regular dad
ball
bots,
a little bit. You know, they just stay in that pocket, throw
right.
the ball.
Yeah, you got to be able to throw the ball. But I'm saying like there right. could be 100
hey,
people who throw the ball
throw
better.
Throw the flag.
But you're smarter, so it's like you understand depth perception. Get the ball to him a little early, that way he can run into it, etc. Not you just bombing it. And then for basketball, even the same thing. More so fundamentals. We're very unorthodox in a sense. So it's like we just go to a street court and we just shoot until we turn 15 and then we make the team. Where they've been taught how to properly hold a ball and how to properly shoot a ball. So even if they're not better, it just looked better because they actually have somebody encouraging and teaching proper technique.
So it seemed like in both cases, it's more like an IQ type situation.
Yeah, rather than skill.
Then rather than just being able to kind of pick it up and kind of tap in with it.
Right.
Yeah, I'd probably say about the same. Like that's kind of where it comes from, and you saying that, I do recall like being like younger and like even hearing stuff like that too about like black like players not really playing like QB or something, or you know what I'm saying about like. But I was like, it was actually some cold. I don't know. It's like cold, like black 3-point shooters. I feel like at least in that case, it's a lot of it's a bit more of a mix than the like NFL situation.
Yeah,
I think so.
Do you know what percent? How many black quarterbacks there is in the NFL?
I think
now?
There's half of them. I think 16, because they're focused on starting QBs right now, and so yeah. that's what makes it so significant. Is that I think it's 16 officially, which is half the league.
Mm.
So this is like the first. It's the last few years. It's been like one, you know, one new one at a time. So like it's been a thing for the last few years where they're like, this is the most it's ever been, and then the next year comes and they're like, this is the most it's ever been, and it's just because it's like one more.
Because they've been right. talking about the coaches in that same capacity. Anytime mm-hmm. that there's a black NFL coach, you're like, we've never had any representation in this. Yeah. So that makes sense.
It is good to see though, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like it opens up the game in a lot of ways, and it also does avoid. I think it keeps away from those types of conversations at the youngest age. I think that's what was where a lot of it, mm-hmm. you know, began, unfortunately, yeah. and we didn't acknowledge it as anything because we were just like, oh yeah, my son's on the team or whatever. Right. You know, like we're just rooting for whoever's good. But it's like that kid could have been had the training at QB if y'all were open to him being at QB when he was 12 years old, and now he could be a NFL quarterback, but y'all just stuck him at this. And it's all he knows, you know.
Like. Right. And the same thing, you know, playing devil's advocate. Same thing for the white side. Like, Luka, yeah. nice as hell. Yeah. Nice as hell. He's better than, hey, him and Kyrie on the court, you might put the ball in his hand instead. The Joker. All of the best centers in the NBA history are all black.
Yeah.
But he going to show
you. He locked in, bro.
Hey, I can do this too, and I'm going to do it a different way.
And he's taking a nap after the game, bro.
Facts. And going to race his horses.
He go right to sleep after, bro. Mm-hmm. You going to the gym. You tooling up 2,000 shots, bro.
Right.
He didn't drop 40 on you, bro.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
And ate a sandwich.
Facts.
No expression.
Cooper Flagg. He come in. They talking about.
Yeah.
He the most promising prospect since LeBron. They say that every 5 years, but
wow,
every time someone with that build, bro,
Zion,
like, they're like, bro, like he's honestly,
bro, he's.
I'm not. I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but he might be a top five player of all time, bro. I'm like, why are you speaking with so much hyperbole?
You're jumping
bro?
The gun,
Facts. Like
no way you're saying that right now. Then they don't be that good, and then they're like. How was I supposed to know?
Right.
I didn't think he was going to get injured.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't think it was going to be a scandal. I didn't know his personal life.
Oh, man.
I thought he was just open.
Thought everything was good.
Thought it was cool. Like, no, bro.
52-21.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we turning up. We making an example.
That's how we did the Cowboys last year.
Who we play next? I might have to put in a parlay.
The Ravens, do not put in that parlay.
Don't do it.
Hold on to that for that coin.
Dang.
It's probably gonna, at least if we can stay in that game, we'll be in good shape.
Look, I was surprised when the Bills managed to come back when they played.
Exactly.
But also. Since we were kind of talking about quarterbacks, Josh Allen is kind of ridiculous.
I'm telling you.
Ben was literally saying that earlier. I had a homie, Sean, my homie Jack, bro, in my Ohio days. His family were like really big Bills fan. I meant to say that earlier.
Shout out them.
Shout out them, bro.
Shout out Ben. Hey, if y'all didn't know, Ben one of the biggest football fans I know. Never would have thought until I seen him on Madden one day. I was like, this is deep. If he on Madden, he love this.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, I grew up playing Madden. I used to make my sister play with me, and I would always pick the Lions, and she would always pick the Panthers because she liked the colors.
Yeah.
But I always like had the Lions. Like, she liked blue, and I was like, well, I'm going to pick the Lions. I was either the Lions or the Titans, and so she would pick
Titans back in the day used to be going crazy.
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah. Vince Young.
That's Vince Young, bro.
Yeah, shout out Vince Young. But not really a segue. I'm just going to the next topic. Something else that had passed since the last time we have recorded an episode is Troy and I's birthdays.
Woo!
So thank you all for the birthday wishes.
Shout out to you.
Don't push the wrong button.
Yeah.
Right.
go.
wait.
And something that also, you know, is very specific to the fall is this. There's a lot of birthdays in the fall.
A lot of fall
and there
birthdays.
Used to be, so I don't know if you ever looked into any of this Troy, but I feel like years ago I recall that August was the most popular birthday month.
Yeah.
Facts. At least around the people that I know.
Yeah.
But no, it was like a fact. Like, in, I don't know if it's in the country or in the world or whatever the case is, but that was, yeah, like that was just like a thing that I don't know. It's one of the things that you hear growing up and you're just, it just sticks with you because you're like, oh, that's what my birthday is. And you don't feel as special, unfortunately. Yeah.
So y'all like them New Year's, like.
Oh, no. Because what I'm very happy to reveal is that it is now September. September is now the most popular month. Hmm. And so it's shifted a little bit.
Is that still because of New Year's?
Most likely.
And then it's like the last week of August, the first week of September.
No, it's actually majority of them are just like mid to late September. So it's been like a whole month. I think it's still just like the over it being New Year specifically. I think it's just that time of year, because like January, once you get into January, it's like all the holidays are finally done. And now it's just cold. Like now it's just cold and
really
nothing else is happening. And there ain't nothing to do but to be shacked up, I guess. You know,
it really sucks.
Sorry. Okay. It's true though.
It is across the globe.
Nobody's really
definitely
doing
depending
much.
On where you live. I mean, part of it is just living in Michigan, bro. Like, sucks. I had no chance.
The novelty of like the winter is over. Like, that's really like.
I get so tired of people being like, bro, but it's still. But think of all this. I'm like, I'm done with it by January, bro.
By January, everybody's like,
what are we doing?
You done got your little ski trip out the way.
Christmas
and, like,
over,
all the
bro.
Christmas is done with.
New Year's like, done.
We just trying to we trying to see the sun again.
If the winter could start the day after Thanksgiving. And end by New Year's, that'd be perfect.
That would be ideal.
Honestly, bro.
We get a nice little white Christmas, and then we can
go back
wrap
to
it
the
up.
Regularly scheduled
all right,
program.
Let's just shovel it all away.
I can do something on my birthday, bro.
Facts.
Like, I know.
It's dry to Toronto with no water.
I know it's 10 inches of snow, but I really appreciate if you guys pulled up.
Talking about,
bro, I'm shoveling my car out the snow, bro. I'm not going to be able to make it.
But, so there's a whole chart. And I'll like send or post or whatever. So this is this chart is literally going day by day.
It's like some
from
the
first day of the year to the end of the day, and they rank like from 1 to 365 the most common.
Okay.
So
I would love to see that.
It's yeah, you know, I'll send it right now.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
Sending break for those listening/watching.
I'm feeling like my birthday ain't gonna have too many people.
September, yeah. So that's the fun part because you can literally look at like your actual date and say like, okay, well, I'm this, you know, day. I think Troy and I we're kind of like middle of the pack. I think we're still leaning towards we're in like probably still like the top 35 to 40 percentile, but we're at least kind of like middle. We're not super popular anymore, but I think it's like 4 out of like the top 10 or something. It was all in September. Like September is like crazy busy now. Number one is in September. It's September 17th, I guess. Also, by the way, I don't recall if this is like in the world, if this is the country.
I'm actually not doing too bad.
Where are you?
I'm at like 285.
285. Oh yeah, no. So you're
must be nice.
Pretty rare, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mine is 40th.
Really?
May 21st.
Yeah. Because I think April is like pretty popular too. So like the nice part about this is it's color coded, right? So if you think about it, like the darker your blue, that's higher up, so it's more popular.
Right. Mm.
So like if you just kind of look at it from like a broad spectrum, like November and December, nobody's got birthdays like in November, December for real. Like that's right. A very rare. Which means like
nobody,
springtime, nobody's having.
Nobody want to have no kid anymore.
Early springtime, everyone's like no like. This is
I'm
my time
to turn up this summer.
Right, this is my time to really like actually come back outside and enjoy my life a little bit. Like I'm not trying to, you know, have a baby right now. Huh. So, I don't know, it just makes me think about like how this applies to real life. Also, one thing that this did remind me of is the fact that people die, like, cuz I was like, "Wait, how is cuz again, how I opened this up was like, no, I could have sworn August was the most popular, but I'm like, we got new generations of people, you know, like
true.
So at some point, sure, like August was it, but yeah, we've lost generations of August babies over the last couple of years. And when these new trends come in of like how we live, so like if you lose generations of people that were like, yeah, this is the best time to have a kid, and they resulted a bunch of August babies, and now we got newer generations that are like, well, no, this is actually the better, you know, now it's constantly evolving. So that being said, you know, I started thinking about what are some of the impact or what are some of like the world events or things that you feel have happened in our lifetime that impact could change this, you know, like, because I feel like
that can change this.
That can change this. Think about, because we are
Sweetest Day would be one, because
the acknowledgement of it
or the acknowledgement of it, because I feel like before it wasn't even a thing, then it was just a Midwest thing,
and that's in October, correct?
Every state knows about it now. So it's like feeling the need to celebrate almost a secondary Valentine's Day on that day could lead to
more babies.
Yeah, kind of conception.
Okay, so Sweetest Day is October 18th. So that means
9 months later.
9 months after October is July.
Oh, cancers.
March, April, May, June. That's
I don't know. That's the cancer.
Because you don't count the month that you said. So.
Oh, so you're starting at
November, okay. December, January, February, March. July.
Yeah. Cancers.
So if we see an influx of July babies in the next couple of years, then that would definitely down be on Sweetest Day. For Sweetest Day.
Oh.
Facts.
Interesting.
What else is new that was not a thing maybe 20, 30 years ago?
I saw something. This is just like, do y'all be seeing the kind of, they be looking like AI reports about scientists say.
Oh, that like this is what humans are going to look like,
or like people in like our current times are doing something much less than they used
to. Yeah,
this one was about sex.
Okay,
that's kind of all I have about it though. So I imagine, I don't know for what reason, they had a picture of this lady looking at her phone. I'm like, I don't know, how does that do with phones or nothing like that?
Okay,
but I just feel like if we're supposedly a, I don't want to say sexless, but a less sex,
that's what the study is showing, that
yeah,
it's less often.
Yes.
Then when?
I'm about to find it.
I don't know. I can't
agree
that
with that for sure.
Can you?
In the sense of, I feel like we're more sexualized as a society now, but I feel like biologically we are getting less. We're getting worse. So if you think about like the issues with maybe
worse,
like the issues with, I don't know, masculinity, erectile dysfunction, social issues that leads to that, I just feel like
AI,
we're more susceptible to that than ever.
AI, porn addiction, insane,
whatever the case may be. I feel like our generation is less, even though we're more sexualized, we're less biologically equipped than we were in previous generations.
But I feel like we're technologically
and whatnot and all that other
more
stuff
equipped, because we have like dating apps and stuff like that. Like I just, that's what I'm talking about, making me.
Yeah. So even though maybe, the desire,
so the
is at
urge
an all-time
is at,
high,
right?
The desire might be at an all-time high.
Gotcha.
But I'm saying like the act could be lower because
the human connection is just not there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Sent something else.
You sent it?
Yeah. Apparently
in what, Instagram?
Yeah. No, on the text. I just searched it.
Yes, current data indicates that younger generations are having less sex than previous generations. A trend
sex
often
recession
referred to as a sex recession. This decline is linked to several factors, including delays in reaching traditional milestones like marriage and cohabitation, increased reliance on screens and technology, and a rise in factors contributing to lower libido. That's how you said it, right?
Yep. Correct.
Yes.
So I'm saying if all these 12, well, whenever porn became bigger than ever,
kids
more accessible.
Out. Once again, yeah.
Basically, like you didn't gooned out your whole life, and then now, that's not something
the
that
receptors
you're,
are burned out.
You yeah. Right. Or you're just not pressed to pursue it because you're like, I can just do this little solo versus trying hard and taking her on a date and trying to just establish a real relationship
and
with somebody.
And being vulnerable to the idea precise of somebody else.
But I'm in a relationship with myself.
Exactly. I'm saying these kids, they just get it more and more just unwilling to be social.
We
going
to be like Wally.
Bags.
No. Bro, I see that in a film class at OU, bro. I was like,
that's when you watched Wally for the first time?
I swear, bro.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Did not watch it before that, bro. Mm. And I wish, and I'm just like, why didn't I, bro? That movie really hit me. I was like, is this really?
You probably watched that a better time, because I feel like you are conscious enough of like the actual direction of humankind.
Like, yeah. Like I was familiar enough with it. Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
Trying to tell us something.
Dude, I was like, when did this movie come out, bro?
I was like, oh no, bro.
It was something. It's crazy, bro. They was living terribly, bro.
It does make sense, though. That I do think there is accurate trend in how it mentioned reaching certain milestones a lot later. I think dating has changed very heavily, and I think a lot of people are pushing timelines back that, when I feel like when everybody was a kid, they were like, oh, I want to be married at 24.
I thought historically even COVID and just lockdown and stuff.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we're going to see a huge... Not a huge, but we're going to see a shift indeed. Just because I think COVID changed our viewpoints of a lot of stuff.
And I think people spend some of the, obviously different age stuff. Like people spend their early, even we spend a decent bit of our early 20s, what I'm saying? Like a year or two,
I just think there's going to be so much fallout that we're not aware of yet. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like there's going to be so many subtle changes that happened because of COVID.
We're going to get our superpowers.
I don't think it's going to be about superpowers unless that vaccine does evolve into something.
Oh, no.
I think about that every day, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
You just wake up like...
Every time that I feel sick or feel different, I'm always telling myself, I don't know if this is old age. I don't know if this is
to go super
sedentary
sad.
Lifestyle. I don't know if this is COVID vaccine.
I don't know.
That'd be like the three
we
things
we can't rule it out.
Facts.
Oh. Is it microplastics?
It could be that, too.
Ripping through your body.
That's a lot of co-founding factors.
If 5G. We done made a stew of stuff to just go jack
standing
us up
in front of the microwave too, waiting for the food to get done. Hungry.
Looked at the screen too. I was too close to the screen.
Big on that. Listen to music too loud.
Sleeping on that phone with that girl that you liked at 13 years old.
The waves, all night, the phone.
Just fry your ears.
Fry your brain, bro.
We don't even dream as vivid as the previous generation.
Facts, bro. And I don't know if that's the other substances or what, but dreams are few and far in between.
I do think COVID is going to, it definitely impacted, it impacted, the collegiate experience for one.
Definitely.
There's 8-year seniors playing sports. You're 28. You need to stop, bro. Give it to the younger kids. I'm sorry, but you're not making it. You're not going to the NFL.
It's over. I do think it also, unfortunately, has probably opened up the world or the possibility of I don't know. I think there's some people that have a lot of fear about that kind of stuff now, still to this day, of I don't want to bring a kid into this, where this could happen at any point, and this is going to, and then politics is all over the place right now. Unfortunately,
that's kind of where it made me think with my next one, but I'd rather not go dark any darker.
Go darker. I'm just trying to hear it, bro. You can't dangle the carrot in front of me.
Talking about
the carrot of darkness.
The unfortunate political environment. Not going there, but
social, economic, political state of the world, bro.
School shootings.
Yeah.
That's where I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm just those are unfortunately, tragic instances where a lot of people don't make it.
And that's sometimes. A great point just because... Ugh. This is. I try. Not
yeah,
to,
I'm
not,
sorry.
No,
I know.
I'm not trying to compare. I can hurt a I'm lot not trying to compare too, a child yeah. to an animal in this moment, but I kind of am because literally yesterday, Cornisha, I don't know what she saw on TikTok or something happened, but she was like, "I just don't know if I could do it," because. Let me look up, how long does a dog live? I was just like, okay.
14 years?
Yeah, and it was 13 to 15. She looked up specifically husky. I don't know why, but she was let me just, I think that was just the first breed she could think of in the moment. And so she looked up a husky and it was 13 to 15 years or whatever. She was like, I just don't know if I could do it to get a puppy right now and then have it for the full 15 years and then you have a kid in that time and blah, blah, blah. And then the dog just dies.
That happened to me. That happened to me at 10, bro, and I never got over it.
And then it's that's the kind of stuff that you might think of and be like, well, I never want to get a dog in the first place to save myself from that pain. Mm-hmm. Somebody's thinking of that with a kid right now. It's I don't want to have a child because what happens if the child gets harmed in some form of fashion? I don't know what I would do. So, yeah, I do think that's something that's also probably
the
lowering
fear of love
some
lost.
Of that. Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how
this is. Is it better to love? Oh. Never to love at all.
We're taking it there right
that
now.
That was a real question, man.
I was gonna take it. I was gonna take it to vegan chicken nuggets, but
what?
What about vegan chicken?
Morningstar.
what made me think about it, you had said Crenshaw saw someone on TikTok.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok of PETA saying they want Chris Evans to use vegan chicken wings.
Oh, on Hot Ones?
Yes, bro.
Get out of here, PETA.
No, they were like, you did it with Ariana. We know you have vegan options.
Oh, you did it. Oh.
We know you got they told me we know you
got the nugs.
Yeah, shut up.
And they said that they would name two chickens Chris Evans, I think.
So one named Chris and one named Evan?
Yeah.
I could do that myself. That's not enough of a...
That chicken says, save the lives of these chickens, Chris.
What happens when that chicken fall into the wrong hands anyway?
Right. What happens if he doesn't do it? What happens to
spicy chicken sandwich?
What happens to those two chickens he refuses?
Are you right?
Like they're saying he could have been famous.
My name is Jamal.
Right? Oh, shit.
I don't want to be Chris or Evans.
You know, shout out Chicken
Roots. It's like Roots. Chicken Roots.
What? Right. Chicken Roots? Right.
It's not his name.
What is happening?
Chicken Run, man. Chicken Run is like a crazy.
Did you know they made a sequel to that?
I did. I watched it. Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was entertaining. I enjoyed it. It wasn't nearly as dark as
the first one was. I had that movie on VHS, bro. That movie got real dark, bro.
Yeah, let's showcase fascism in a stop motion claymation
movie. Bro, they were getting thrown in all type of grinders and stuff. I was like,
I'm going to watch it today.
Yeah,
no, I've never seen it either.
No, I've seen it before. I just remember it fondly.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I need to actually sit down and pay.
It's actually like World War... Is it two? I don't know if it's based off of two or one.
And these chickens just going through it.
Bro, they were, bro.
The whole, like, it's literally, for like World War something propaganda, basically.
Oh, my brain is just all over the place. Now that's making me think about.
I feel like this always happens when it's just the four of us.
I love it.
We just bounce all over.
This ain't no chick flick. That's the.
It's definitely not. Man,
classic 2000s.
What's it on?
Tagline for a movie.
What's it on?
Might be on Netflix.
It was on Netflix. I don't think it's...
Hey, okay, man.
There you go.
Netflix, Apple TV, Amazon Prime.
Come back with your review of
the
chicken.
Okay, y'all got to hear this. Maybe check the TikTok for that.
Yeah. Right.
Facts.
We're at the bare minimum of the Twitch. I might talk about it on my 2K stream.
There you go.
Okay.
Chicken Run Chronicles.
What were
you about
to say, Troy?
Shoot.
You said that makes you think of...
How X-Men was... About racism. X-Men 97. I was recently rewatching that.
X-Men 97 specifically about racism?
Well, the whole concept of X-Men.
Magneto had a whole speech about us and them. I was like, this feels like, I know what you're talking about.
Well, he's based off of Malcolm X, so it makes sense.
Oh.
Professor X is
Martin Luther King.
The two of them are Martin Luther King.
I might have known this, actually.
Yeah.
Malcolm X is
Magneto.
Martin Luther King is Professor X.
Mutants never yield.
They should have switched the names. I think Professor X should have been Malcolm X. But I understand.
Hey.
Or he should have just been X and then Professor Magneto or something. I don't know.
That probably would have been easier
to
translate, sure.
Yeah, right. They did it backwards. But that's fire.
Shout out to Marvel when they hear this episode. They'd be like, damn.
Man.
He knew it.
We should have consulted him like we did with the Shazam.
Do right.
Shazam.
Because, you know, Captain Marvel was really a DC thing at first, and then they took the name. When they made Marvel, they took Captain Marvel from it, and they had to rename it to Shazam.
To Shazam, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm hip.
Yeah, all that nerd stuff.
Yep.
Marvel need to make like a Captain DC or something.
Facts.
random, bro.
Oh, my God.
That's basically what Peacemaker is. They need to just take him and add him to y'all side.
Hey, Peacemaker doing numbers, apparently.
Yeah. I know, and I haven't even seen it yet.
Season one was actually pretty funny.
It was good.
And they're definitely saying...
I hate that comedy action superhero stuff, bro. I want to see just crazy fights like anime.
You feel that way after you watch it, too? You're like, man, that was just terrible. It was so funny.
No, it'd be cool, but it's like Guardians of the Galaxy or Ant-Man style films will never hold up to me in comparison to like... in-game style film.
To you,
Guardians.
Yeah,
4
Guardians was pretty dark too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially
it was pretty
movie.
Sad.
Yeah.
No, it was comedy to be like, okay, we're getting past this.
Yeah, we needed that.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just saying.
I'll
maybe check it out.
Heavily reconsider my answer after I.
But Peacemaker is supposed to tie into the.
There
new,
is no God.
Superman.
That's why I stepped in.
Superman, he was tripping. Lex Luthor movie.
Yeah, I seen that. And it just blow me. I'm just like,
I need him to stop telling the stuff. John, I don't want no more.
I was going to say something when you said something about
that. Golly.
These movies these days, man, they be
tell too much.
Giving out everything.
Sorry, go ahead. It just made me think of a topic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that they always want you to, you
giving
know
it up too early.
All of that, and then, like, you still got to pay this crazy price for an IMAX ticket.
Bro, but then other ones, like, highest to lowest is on Apple TV. And was in theaters,
oh,
too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Isn't it, like, free on Apple TV?
I think so.
Wow. Because I know, like, Amazon will be like, yeah, it's here, but, like, you got to rent it.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. But I don't know.
Someone thought you could watch it. Not,
yeah,
nah.
Right.
Give us $5.
I'll be able to confirm. Hey,
that you can rent it.
That is better than going to the theater sometimes, though, because that's cheap. That's still cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
But that made me remember the, what's it, 100 Years or 100 Years Later or something like that, that movie that's like a time capsule.
Zombie? No.
No, you're talking about 20 like, nine, yeah, yeah, 26 days.
100? No, so there's a movie that was created in 2015 that is, like, supposed to be, like, it's going to be released in 2115, year 2115.
Okay.
And nobody's supposedly like, know, like, it's, they're keeping it hush-hush. So that it can't get leaked. So, like, no one knows what it's about. And it's supposed to be essentially, like,
it's called 100 Years.
100 yeah. Years. Like, it's like a time capsule of a movie.
Okay.
Advertised in 2015 with the tagline, "The movie you will never see."
Question. And,
yes.
Scheduled to be released November 18th.
Are they currently shooting it?
21.
It's already done.
It's already done.
Yeah, okay. It like exists. And which it's kind of cool for the sake of, like, the cast and production crew that, like, worked on it, because they're all going to be dead. But I will admit, there's a very...
It was produced by Remy Martin to promote Louis the 13th.
Cognac.
That takes 100 years to
there's
make.
There's a very dark and selfish part of me that's like...
Leak it.
Leak it or... Nah, I can't even say this. But I'm jealous of the fact that I'm jealous of the fact that I can't see it. That's all. I would just leave it at that. I think it sucks that somebody else gets to see it, but I have to know about it now.
Yeah, tell your grandkids.
The knowing about it is unfair.
Knowing about it, if it was just like something that they revealed and they were like, yeah, you know, like, release that in 2100 whatever and be like, yeah, this movie was made back then and this was the experiment and blah, blah, blah. Don't tell me about this right now. Keep this a secret. They literally already they made metallic tickets to, like, pass down from generation and generation so that, yes, like, this is that deep. So, like, it's we'll
question.
See how it actually well, we won't see. That's what
we
I'm
won't
mad
see.
About.
But question.
2115, bro.
Does this take the cake or is the walking promotion crazier right now?
I think the walking one's pretty cool, though.
I think that is insane. I'd also think the walking one is cool.
I think the walking one's cool because we can participate right now.
I feel that you ain't falling asleep in that movie.
Yeah, right. We'll give some context to that too. But before we transition, I just want to say this one thing about 100 years. What if it sucks? What are we gonna do then? We done let this thing cook for 100 years and it's a butt cheek movie. Anyway,
I know those reviews are gonna be insane,
man. Like. Because what if it's like War of the Worlds? Like, y'all sat on this for 100 years.
Or what if it's like a Futurama situation? Someone, like, cryogenically froze themselves to that day.
Just to watch
just it. Just to see it. And then it was bad. And then it's like... oh, and that's why I thought of the review. Like, I waited 100 years to watch this movie.
I missed out on my entire life.
my whole family's life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was thinking, like, technology is going to be so different, like... Are we even going to be able to play this?
Look like?
I can't find a VHS player right now. Right. You know, like,
Or even that brand, whatever, however they filmed it.
Film, yeah, like, if it's film,
like, they're like, we don't even have like a theater. Yeah. Like, we don't even do that. We'll just, I don't know, like, beam the information into your mind, bro. And in an instant, you'll know exactly how the movie is.
But to provide context about the walking one, so basically for like the showings, they're doing like they put. Treadmills in the theaters, correct?
What's the name of the movie? Is it The Mile? It's not The Mile.
I don't know.
Something walking. And also, the other thing about this movie, it supposedly has one of the main leads in it. He's apparently like one of the best actors in the world right now. I keep seeing this on X. He's also in Alien, and he's also in something else. What was it?
What makes you being able to say... yeah,
type deal. I'm gonna have to find his name. But what did you actually ask about?
I just was saying, like, I was just trying to provide context for, you know, those that are unaware of the showings.
Yes.
So they put treadmills, like, in the theater.
And you have to walk at least, I think, three miles an hour.
Yeah, 3 miles.
The long walk.
The long walk.
Should have guessed that.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, I think it'd be cool to, I want, like, Cornisha has been saying that she wants to do it. I would do it, too. It's just hard to, like, what is 3 miles per hour? You know, what pace is that?
So someone put on Reddit, they said runtime is 1 hour 48 times 3 miles per hour. That's 5.4 miles.
I can walk 5 miles.
We can do that.
We did that in Miami for sure.
We definitely did that, bro. We might have doubled that, bro. I'm not going for it.
4 miles an hour, at least for me personally, is the point of, if I'm trying to speed walk, I can't anymore. I can't keep
that's
up.
That's when you start having to trot a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So 3 miles an hour is pretty
so
chill.
It's a brisk walk.
Yeah, three's like a walk for sure.
I could do that for sure.
Cool.
You're going to lose every calorie that you consumed.
Absolutely.
At a normal theater. You know, you get some popcorn or pretzel or something.
What about that Smurf?
All right, bro.
It's gonna smell like
shit. So damn hot dog doing that. So oh my god,
hot dog in there, bro.
If you stuck around for the end,
that would be the time that you would go, bro. You would look over. You like, you probably turn the treadmill off and
ain't
just
no
leave
way.
Out, bro.
Ain't no
I'm
way.
I'm not sitting here with
I need
you, bro.
From my
not for
today.
5.4 miles.
No.
He increases the speed, bro.
Oh my gosh. And on top of that, you got Josh Allen in there, too.
Oh, no. Oh, man, game's about to start.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please.
But,
bro, speaking on the smell, I did actually have I seen something crazy on Twitter. So for $100,000 a day, how many days could you go not showering?
How much?
100K. Every day that you don't shower, how many days are you going before you take a shower?
The real question is,
until I reach 4 million, whatever that is.
The real question 40
days
is,
and 40 nights.
Oh, how many days is until you get to 1 million?
10
days.
So I'm going 40 days. I'm telling people, I'm like, this is a religious journey for me.
Bro,
best blasphemous.
How about you just be the greedy version of yourself that you are?
Right, let's be honest.
You throwing right for 100,000. You said 100,000,
100K.
Bro, you don't need to lie about that.
Well, I'm going to make it religious, and it just so happens that I get the money with it too.
This is super blasphemous.
At the end of my journey,
like what?
I'm rich,
and I just happen to be rich at the end. But I wanted to just.
That money gonna be gone, bro.
Open up a church.
We got to, bro.
What's the part of the what was the circumstance? He was trying to lead people to. I'm trying to think of the Bible.
Moses
out of exile or something. Yeah, it was like the 40 day journey, and then they never got to where they needed to go, and so then they all died, and then the next generation carried on. But basically, I would just be mentally trying to put myself in that frame of mind.
Wow.
And then get the money at the end. But yeah, I'm not using it for religious purposes. But I'm going to think about that, and I'm going to try to live it. I might even go out into the woods for the
This is
days.
Not right.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Because the way this was presented to you.
You didn't even have to do that.
You didn't have to do that.
If I choose to do that, why is that a problem?
Because you're still getting paid for it. Like, there's no way that you're erasing the motivation of the money.
I never said that I was. There was never a reason to. The goal was not to try to make this more morally positive.
Okay.
That wasn't the goal. It was just literally the 40 days, and the Bible says 40 days, so I just correlated it.
So take the money out, you would just do this. You would just do this journey.
No. Absolutely not.
Like, this is so it's no religious nothing, bro. Just say it's for the bread, bro.
I'm just saying, like, you could say that because you know that the money's coming, you can quit your job and finally do what you want to do, and this is what you want to do, and this is the journey that you want to take.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's justified, because then you have the opportunity. That's how the money can allow you to do something that you already wanted to do. But that's not what you're saying right now. You're just saying you're going to make it religious just to justify
I used the wrong word choice.
Okay.
But still.
Hey,
I'm going to imitate what happened in the woods for them 40 days, and then I'm
40
taking my
days.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cheese.
Yeah. And I'm away from everybody, so nobody can
smell
me.
Like cheese.
Facts. Yeah. Everything else under the sun.
I'm assuming you got to live just your regular old life. Like, you're not going to be able to just recluse her, so you're still going to have to go about your regularly scheduled day.
Why would I? Like, what would be the reason for me to have to go through that? Like, for instance, if I know I'm getting the money, I don't need to go to my job. So it's like, there's no reason to be walking into work every day and people potentially smelling me. Like, getting my partner out of my life, that's totally different. I probably can't avoid my partner for 40 days. That's ridiculous. But work, I'm definitely not going back to work knowing that I'm doing this for a monetary incentive at the end. Or if I was in school, definitely not going back.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Yes.
That is a lot of money. 10.
Yeah. $100,000 a day?
100K.
Troy, you said at least 10.
At least 10.
40.
I'm reaching like 20.
I'm probably doing at least probably a couple, because I feel like at that point now my body is used. Damn near feeling, I'm feeling real fucked up. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
You naturally select your way to your body just adjusting to stench and
literally
and
bro.
Grind your whole body calloused. Like,
right. That's like, why I'm like tennis. Yeah, yeah.
It's like I'm rich as hell, but it's like you stink,
man.
Yeah, like I don't even want to be around you.
I can't even remember the last time I went more than 36 hours without showering.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Imagine. You're talking about 40 days?
Yeah.
Woo!
And 36, it had to be like
ripe.
I'm out of town and there's some kind of situation where I'm just not near a shower, or maybe I don't have a change of clothes.
Body just type itching.
One part.
Oh my God.
Oh no. You flaking.
Literally, bro. Dead skin just coming off your body, bro.
I was going to ask though. One piece that I hadn't thought about. Like, am I able to apply lotions and like scented items?
Deodorant
and. You know,
I'm gonna say that those things are
help mask.
I was gonna say those things feel like they are part of like the whole showering experience.
No,
yeah,
because you can still stink.
You definitely can.
I feel like it should just be like no showering and no grooming, like whatsoever. Like,
yeah,
you can't get a cut or nothing as well.
Still grody. Wash your ass, ladies and gentlemen.
I beg of you.
Thanks.
Definitely at least 10. Like Troy was saying, the only piece that would make this really difficult is the frequency of. Gym going.
I was gonna say like that's
probably taking some time off.
That's increasing the funk for sure, bro.
Oh my God, bro.
I would definitely also need to. Am I getting that money in the lump sum when I'm done?
Good question.
Because
am I paid the rest of my life?
Broke because.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I would want to like purchase new clothing. On a pretty regular basis, if I can't shower,
everything you wore,
I need to like actively keeping up with new clothes at least to help like create a barrier of some sort, because that's what really be bad after like the gym or something is
Granted, we can wash the clothes, but the clothes gonna take a beating.
Yeah, I don't want to have to be washing clothes like super often.
It only gonna mask so much.
It also is only gonna mask so much.
The funk will prevail. Okay.
The funk.
Right, bro. Literally.
Woo.
Yeah, people get real crazy in the comments. They talking about no shower doesn't ban sink baths, wet wipes.
Yes, it does. Stop it.
That's what I'm saying. I'll loophole my way to the bag. Then day 31, it's a pressure wash till the grout.
Pressure
confesses.
Wash.
That'd hurt so
the
bad.
That would be terrible.
Crazy, bro. Somebody said, didn't say I couldn't go swimming.
I don't want that. That's going to tear your hair up.
Right.
I need to shower after that.
No, oh exactly.
I'm going to just say 14. I'll do 14 days. Yeah. I don't need that much money.
How about just 1.4
million? But it's also crazy. Like, how long can we actually push? 40? That's a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at what point, like, what does that do to my body,
I mean,
bro?
There's really no limit.
Homeless people can't shower.
That's what I'm saying. You're not just gonna die because you didn't shower. Realistically,
it's just gonna socially just ruin your life.
I think we're over or we're underestimating the strength of the human body.
I actually
we used to be kings, but before that we was cavemen.
That's facts.
Skin is very like, you know, like we got layers and layers and layers of skin. We'd honestly have probably done more damage to our skin by showering as often as we do.
Facts.
Truth be told. We've domesticated ourselves like crazy.
I've been itching so bad, bro. My skin be screaming, please stop showering this much, because you don't put on enough lotion to shower as much as you do.
What's up with that?
Whoa.
Okay. Like, I was itching before I came here. I was itching on the way here for like 20 minutes. I'm just like, oh my God, I put on all the lotion I can. It just won't stop.
So maybe that 40 days would.
We got to get you some.
It might save me.
not reset, just lotion, reset your body.
Some moisturizer. Shit. Tom.
Detox.
Yeah. CeraVe.
I'll be using the Cetaphil, the big old cream container, and it don't be helping.
Maybe you use something else.
Lower the water temperature.
It might be the water, too. I don't know. Thingamabobber.
Got a new one of those last year.
No.
Yeah, because my apartment, I feel like the water was just heinous in there. So I got one of them. Anyway. Outside of my personal problems.
Yeah, no, you can make it really far, I think. Realistically, like, I don't think there's going to be that too many, like, adverse effects.
Yeah.
Just you tolerating your own stench. Yeah. Really.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much.
Especially if you, like, are young and up and moving and stuff. Like, I feel like old people begin, like, bed sores and stuff. But that's largely due to the fact that they're just, like, in bed and sitting on gravity, all that stuff all the time. Exactly.
Imagine you try to air out as a last resort.
Oh, man. And now, you go sunning just to.
And now it's just the stench enveloping you.
Stinking sun. Mm. Stinking heat.
You got a devil fruit power.
You got to, bro. The stink. Stink.
Water don't know you either.
Oof. Yeah, no, you gotta go. Like, I would go running, like, at like 3 a.m. and as little close as possible.
Dust it off.
Like, yeah, get
just air yourself out.
Get some breeze going and. I don't know. Yeah, hope it. Pray for rain. Pray for rain.
Woo! Right.
Oops. Mm. It's not a shower. This water polluted anyway.
No, right.
No soap, no suds.
None of that, bro.
But yeah, please do wash.
Right.
That's the moral.
Wash your butt.
This episode.
Like, comment, subscribe. Share it with your mama so she know to wash her butt. And I don't know. Follow the Instagram, the TikToks, and be on Twitch.
Yeah.
Those are the PSAs.
And that don't cost you $100K.
Exactly.
To do any of those things.
And you don't got to prevent yourself from showering to do it either.
And with that, I'm going to start by saying thank you for watching this one. This was what number?
138.
138.
New number's getting big, ain't they?
They is, bro. That's crazy. This is March 3rd month. Hope you guys have a great time. And I'll see you on Twitch. If I don't see you, then I'll see you next week-ish. Whenever we, you know, shoot another one for y'all.
Do what they do.
Yeah.
Z Breeze, Nomont. Pleasure being here. Pleasure seeing you guys. Can't wait for the next one.
Wavy J signing out, too, on 138. You feel me? Tapping with all our socials and our Twitch and our gaming channels, too. We got some incredible stuff on there. You feel me?
And the Lions beat the Bears 52-21. Wow. So that's just a quick little time stamp. That's our version of a time capsule.
Big payback.
So, yeah, shout out to.
You don't have to wait 100 years for that.
Don't have to wait 100 years. But this is Benjamin Lane signing out. Thanks for coming to 138. Yeah.